how often should you be saying heel when you're doing this?
Well,
heel is the cue, okay? Yeah.
Heel is the stimulus that causes them to do the behavior. The training part of it, I mean, if you're actively training them, I don't think you should be saying heel more than once. I mean, you say heel, and then your reinforcement should be keeping them in place. And this is where we are dealing with criteria, okay? Mm-hmm. This is criteria, and this is what separates a good trainer from a great trainer. All right. So this is why if you train in shorter sessions, you'll have more luck anyway. 5-minute sessions. Now, and of course, at some point, you have to turn it into a longer duration behavior, right? Because it is a duration behavior. But initially, you want to get them. I mean, what my goal would be is I'm going to train for 5 minutes. And when the dogs will heal for 5 minutes with no reinforcement, then I'm going to move it up to 7 minutes, okay? So that should be your goal, is that you say heal, and the dog stays in position. I mean, that's what a cue is, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you say stay, the dog should stay in position until released. You shouldn't have to keep saying stay, 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 all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the way you do that is, it's through rate of reinforcement. Okay, so when you first start out, you have to have a very high rate of reinforcement, maybe almost constant, to keep them by your side. But as they learn that staying by your side results in reinforcement, they're going to be doing it on their own, right? So you can space out the time between, you can stretch out the time between reinforcements. Okay, does that make sense?
Yep, yes.
Okay, so my goal would be, and again, you can measure this in different ways. You can measure it through distance. You can measure it through time, you know, however you want to do it. But you pick a criteria. And like my first goal would be 5 minutes in heel position, no reinforcement. That's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have sub-goals underneath that. So right now, what I would do the next time, like today, are you going to walk them?
Yeah.
Okay. I would take a measurement. I'd, you know, say heel and see how long you can go before they move away. And then I would take that amount of time. And so what I do when I'm doing that kind of thing is I have what I call my counting rhythm. My personal counting rhythm is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how I count. Some people would go 1, 100, 2, 100, 3, 100. You know, you can develop whatever rhythm works for you, but you want it to be pretty consistent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you would say heel, and then you would start going 1, 2, 3, 4. And at some point, he's going to move away, and you know, okay, so let's say it's at 5. And, of course, you're saying this to yourself. You're not saying this out loud for the dog here. Let's say at 5, he starts to move away. Well, I'd work at 3, okay? So I'd go heel, 1, 2, 3, treat, 1, 2, 3, treat, 1, 2, 3, treat, okay?
Okay.
And so then do that for your first maybe five-minute session, or you could make it less. It could be a 2-minute session, whatever you want it to be. Then I'd give him a break. Let him sniff and stuff like that. And then I would up it to 4.